I'd like to be involved. Well, I started doing concrete work because I was tired of working for somebody else. I said, well, if I'm going to work for somebody else, I might as well just do it myself. And still not thinking I wanted to do this at all. It was just a way to make money and support myself. And so contractor Joel Herzl asked if I'd like to be involved. And my dad said, would you like to do this? And I was working under my dad's contractor's license in the beginning. And so I said, sure. Well, something happened to me when I started working for Joel and George Al, and on my own, they had this project that was very kind of artistically bent. And I was just so fascinated at that point, realizing that concrete is a malleable material and you can do things with it that were quite artistic. And I didn't consider myself to be an artist at that time at all, because I really thought that artistry was, you know, painting, and I couldn't paint to save my life. So I didn't know that I had that inclination. Well, anyway, I got very enthused and encouraged. And from that point on, George Al had me do these commercial projects for him, and it really started my company. I went from 3 people to 15 people in around 1990, and it started in 89. And I got I started with my own contractor's license in 89, worked for George Al, and I was so sparked, and it was the artistic bent was so in me, and I really didn't know what was happening. It was just kind of unfolding. Like I said, I did not think I was an artist. And then around 1999, I think, maybe 2000, I did this project for a retired art professor, and I had gotten into all these different artistic things, and so much so, I was so passionate about it that I joined the American Society of Concrete Contractors. And along the way, I met this speaker who spoke for doing these decorative presentations for concrete, Bob Harris. And he asked me, he says, you know, you're a pretty good communicator and you really love this concrete and the artistic directions you can take it. You should speak. And so he invited me to speak at down in Texas. So that was, I believe it was around 1996. So I started speaking there, got into the American Society of Concrete Contractors, started speaking there. And that was taking hold. And I was learning how to manage this company, which expanded to 75 people around